नाम लक्ष्य ज्ञानान फलाकया चक्षु मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामेऽहं ददाति सपदां दिनम्। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्ते। सप्तकांचन गौराणी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभान सुदे देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। कंठाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च दीपासनुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द प्रिय दैव गदाधर सुभाषादि गौर भक्तों, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम। Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your coming to this meeting. Sankirtan movement. This Sankirtan movement is very authorized according to Vedic literature. Most of you are well acquainted with the studies of Bhagavad Gita. And in the Bhagavad Gita also, we find Satatam Kirtan Sanma Jatantasya Virasata Namasantasya Mana Vidya Tishanti ca Ramanti Satatam Kirtan Sanma. Those who are Mahatma means great soul. Mahatma is the creator. Mahatma means, that is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita, he is Mahatma. Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanam Ante, after many, many births. Of course, at the present moment, they do not believe whether there is birth after death. But it is not the question of whether you believe or not believe. The truth is truth. So, there is birth after death. Na hannate hannamayana sarire. You do not die after finishing this body. You expect another body. That you can experience daily. In your childhood, you can remember that you had a body just like this child. Now you are grown up. Where is that body? That body is gone. Now you have got a new body. But you know that I had a childhood body like this. I was attending certain such meetings. But that body is now no longer exists. So this transmigration of the soul is very simple subject. Any sensible man can understand. And in the Bhagavad Gita, In the very beginning of the instruction, Krishna says, Dehira Sendhikadehi Komara Dhubana Jala Katha Dehaan Karam Prati Dhira Satsanami. Dhira, those who are sober, intelligent, they are not doing that when a living entity changes his body. So, change of body is going on in every moment, in every second, imperfectly. Medical science also accepts that in every second we are changing our blood vessels. But that is a fact. We are changing body every moment. And the final change is called death. But actually there is no death. Na hanyate hanyamani sarire. You accept another one. Therefore, Krishna says, Bahunam janmanam ante. After many, many births, Bahunam janmanam ante, janvam. When a man or a living entity becomes actually wise and intelligent. Not fools. Fools cannot understand. One has to become very intelligent. Bahunam janmanam ante janvam. Janvam means very intelligent, wise man. Bahunam janmanam ante janvam manasavaddhat. Krishna says that after many, many births of trouble or asking for acquiring knowledge, when one comes to the summit point of understanding, he understands that Vasudeva Sarvamiti, the origin of everything is Vasudeva Krishna. But origin of everything is Krishna. The Vedanta Sutra says, the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra, Athāta Dhamma Vijñāta. Now, this human form of life is meant for inquiring about Brahma. And Veda says that Aham Brahma says, I am Brahma. I am not this body. I am spirit soul. And when one understands that he is spirit soul, Brahma Bhuta Prasannātmā, at once he becomes joy. That is the sign of Brahma Vyāsa. Brahma Bhūta, these are the verses of Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhūta Prasannātmā. As soon as one realizes that I am Brahma, I have nothing to do in this material world, with all anxieties immediately finished. Brahma Bhūta Prasannātmā Nato Chati Natāṁsati. In the Vedanta Sutra you will also find Ānandamaya Vyāsāt. The spirit soul or the supreme soul, both of them are Ānandamaya. Ānanda means blissful. By nature, blissful. Always wants to enjoy. That is the nature of spirit. But at the present moment, because we have forgotten that and we are spirit soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Law, Mama Ivansu Jiva Bhuta, identify ourselves with something else, which is transient,
we are suffering. This is the cause.
There are many places. Vipassana smriti means conversion. I'm not this any product of this material world, but I'm thinking as American, as Indian, and Englishman, and German, and Chinaman, and Russian. Or I'm cat and dog to be so many. These are all transmigrations. These are all diseases. My real identity is Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahma. I am the part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma. Qualitatively, I am one with God. Just like a particle of gold is also gold. A small particle of the ocean is also salty. The chemical composition of the small particle of ocean water is the same as the big ocean. So qualitatively, I am one with God. Krishna. When you speak of Krishna, you please understand I am meaning God. Because Krishna means all objects. Without being all attractive, there cannot be God. God must be all attractive. All omnipotent. All powerful. All wise. All renowned. All beautiful. These are the qualifications of God. So, Bhagavan Jagmana Ante, after cultivation of knowledge, many, many births. Cultivation of knowledge is also not easy for everyone. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Manushanam sahasresu kasi jatati siddhai. Out of many millions of persons, human beings, one may be interested to know what is the aim of life, why I am suffering. Everyone is suffering. That is the fact. In this material world, nobody can be happy. If he thinks, if one is thinking that he is happy, that he is a fool, nobody can be happy. This is the place of distress. It is satisfied by the Supreme Lord. Dukhalam apasatam. This place is for misery, as well as it is temporary. Even if you accept all life is a desirable place, I shall stay here. Never come. But later you will not allow to stay. You will one day, it will come. Immediately, kick you out. You have seen the great president of United States, Mr. Kennedy. You are supposed to be the happiest man in the world. But within a second, you are kicked out. In our country, Mahatma Gandhi was a very popular leader, but in a second he was removed from the field. So we do not know when he shall be removed, even by the Krishna nation. Therefore, the intelligent man should try to know what is my constitutional position. Why I want to stay, but some superpower kicks me out of this state. Why? This is posture. This is called Brahma Vijnasa. Athata Brahma Vijnasa. It belongs to the instructor. That's every human being, not the animal. That's human being. You should not be giving that. You should force it. Why I am suffering? Threefold delay. Why I do not want death? Why death overcomes me? Janma mitu karabhya di sukha dushan darshan. The intelligent life should all exist before me. Four principles for material misery. Birth, death, old age and disease. These are instructions of the Bhagavad Gita. One who is making progress in knowledge, he must keep before him his four problems. Birth, death, old age and disease. You may be very much proud of your scientific advancement of knowledge, but here is the real fact. If you can overcome birth, death, old age and disease, then you can change your scientific standard. The Bhagavad says therefore that Dharma Sanskrita Punsa Vishakrina Kathasita Nutpadaya Pindyati Sramayakurti Kivala. After executing your proper service of duty, everyone is entrusted with some kind of duty. So, if after properly executing your duty, as Indian or American or Englishman or scientist or businessman or father and mother, so many duties we have got. The dharma sthana sthita purusha viśvakrena tathāsita nutpādaya rūpīṇa. After executing your duties, if you do not develop your anxiety to enquire about Brahma, Adhāsa Brahma Gita, this is the beginning of Vedanta Sutra. People are realizing in studying Vedanta. But Vedanta Sutra is not a matter of speculation. It is to be studied from the authorities. Kattikyāna Sutra Guru Nekla Vida. So, if after executing your duties very properly, if you do not develop your consciousness to know about yourself or the Supreme Self, then whatever you have done, it is simply waste of time. That's all. Samayama Yeva, simply levering nothing, that's all. That means spoiling human life. So this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hare Krishna Mahārāja, is to warn you, don't spoil this opportunity of human form of life. Don't spoil. Ahāra-vidyā bhaya-vaiśrāṇya sthāmāyana-leṣat-prasudhi-marāṇā. Eating, sleeping, making and defending, these things are common to the animals and the human beings. You eat, the animals eat. You sleep, the animals sleep. You mess, the animals mess. You are also afraid of your enemies. Or they are also afraid of your enemies. So, by discovering very palatable dishes to eat, or fashionable dresses for sex life, or at all form for defending, eating, sleeping, making, and defending, these four principles, if you advance in these four principles only, that does not mean that you are better than them. You are as good as them. That's how we can utilize the human form of life. that is Tejas. Dharmena Dhrina Prakriti Samana.
Dharma.
Dharma means not a religious faith, according to Sanskrit. Dharma means constitutional position, which you cannot change. That is dharma. Just like sugar. Sugar is sweet. Similarly, whenever there is sugar, it must be sweet. If you say, oh, this sugar is salty, that is not sugar. So, sweetness is the dharma of sugar. That is real dharma. Not that today I accept Hinduism, next day I accept Christianism, next day I am Mohammedanism. These are not dharma. Real dharma you cannot gain. It is not possible to change. And what is that dharma? That dharma is Krishna says, sarva dharma paritasya. You give up all non-sensory. Mame kam saran. Just surrender. To surrender unto the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is real religion. And all other things are simply righteous things or to lead one to that point. Real religion is when you surrender unto the Supreme God, that is your real religion. That's what Krishna says, Bhavanam Janmanamante, Jnanavan Mahanaprabhadrati. After many, many births, when he is actually intelligent, he surrenders unto the Supreme Law. Vasudhi Sarvaniti, Sa Mahatma, this Mahatma. I give him the topic, he is Mahatma. To hear this Mahatma. Who is Mahatma? Who has surrendered himself fully and to be known as feet of the Supreme Personality of God. He is Mahatma. And for the diffusion of Mahatma, Mahatma Lakshmanta Devi Prakriti Mahatma. Those who are Mahatma, they are not under the control of this material nature. They are under the control of the spiritual Devi Prakriti Mahatma. And what is the symptom of such person that he is under the control of the spiritual nature? And that is also explained in Bhagavad Gita. Mahatmanasumam Sartha Devi Prakriti Mahatma Bhagavati Yananda Manaso. Bhajanti is Bhajan. That is the sign of Mahatma. You cannot create a Mahatma by Navarasya or by Bhoga. Mahatma's symptom is that he is fully surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and always engaged in glorifying his activities. His activities. Satantam Kirtan Dharma, Satantasya Dhiravrata. He is always very much careful about the devotional devotional service. Namaskantastama. He is always offering obeisances. Tushyantita Ramati. In this way, they endure Tushyant and satisfy. These are the signs of Mahatma. So, to become Mahatma and liberated, there are so many theories. How to become liberated, how to become Mahatma, how to become religionist, how to become philosopher. There are many thoughts and theories. But really, success of life is to become a Mahatma, broad-minded. Mahatma means broader mind. They are not, short-minded, that I am this, I am that, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian,
and Indian and German and Englishman. No. Mahatma is Sarvapadi Srimuttam. He is free from all designations. These are all our designations. When I think I am Englishman or I am Indian, this is my designation. Because as soon as I change my this body, I accept another word. Then all my Islam comes as Englishman or Indian immediately finish. Just like President Kennedy. Presidencies and philanthropy are finished. Now we do not know what is Mr. Kennedy and what is doing. But he has got the body, that's a fact. That I've already explained. But neither you know, neither he knows that I was president and I was his husband. Therefore, this is called Mahatma. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Kano Mayara Vase Jatiyo Bhesh. My dear friends, my dear brothers, why you are being washed away by the waves of this illusion? Don't be washed away. Don't be washed away. Just like you got thrown into the ocean. You are washed away by the waves. Similarly, by the waves of this material nature, Pratipetya Mana is Vai Karmani Sarvas. We are being washed away from one body to another, one body to another, one body to another, in this way. But actually, you do not want this. Actually, every one of us, we want a permanent body, a permanent situation, a permanent life, a blissful life, a life of knowledge. That is our thinking. But we do not know. Do not know because we do not care to know. Otherwise, everything is left. We have got to study many books. Just simply study Bhagavad Gita as it is. We have therefore published this Bhagavad Gita as it is. Without any nonsensical interpretation. As it is. Then you get all this knowledge. And you know what you are meant for. So this movement is just to revive your consciousness, original consciousness. Original consciousness is Krishna consciousness. And all other consciousness which you have now acquired, these are superficial, temporal. I am Indian, I am Englishman, I am this, I am that. These are all superficial consciousness. Real consciousness is Aham Brahmasmi. The Lord Caitanya, who started this movement 500 years ago in Bengal, India, he immediately informed you that Jivaya Swarupa and Mr. Krishna Das, that our real identity, real constitutional position, is that we are part and parcel of Krishna or God. Therefore, you can understand what is your duty. Just like this hand is part and parcel of your body. Now what is the duty of this hand? To serve the body, that's all. This hand cannot enjoy independence. It is not possible. If you cut off this hair from this body and throw into this tree, nobody will care for it. But so long as it attached to this body, it has got millions and trillions of dollars left. If there is any trouble, you will be prepared to spend any amount. But when you are detached, this hand is detached from this body. You don't care. Even if it is trampled down by any man. So this is our commitment. We are part and parcel of the Supreme Law. There are many examples I can give you. Just like a machine part, a screw. If it is fallen down from the machine, it has no head. But if the machine is in trouble for want of that screw, He will fulfill that through the service and spread many gods. Similarly, we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. If we remain attached with the Supreme Lord, then we have got help. Otherwise, we have no help. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that Sarva Bhagavan Samudrasya Mavetan Saran. You just be attached to me. Then your all problems are solved. So this Krishna consciousness movement is just like you are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. You are now detached. You are trying to drop in. That's all. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadhya Bhavana. This is not an artificial imported phenomenon. This Krishna consciousness is great. The living example, you can see that I have got now branches, 20 branches in Europe and America. They are neither Hindus nor Indians. How they are accepting Krishna consciousness? In our society, international society, in Krishna consciousness, perhaps I am the only Indian. Perhaps I am the only Indian. Perhaps it is fair. But why? How they are taking it? Because it is there. Krishna consciousness is there within you, within me, everyone. Simply we have to invoke it. That's all. And that invoking process is the Sankirtan movement. Tirtha Dasmanama. It's a short and simple process. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Be very quickly. Clear your heart and you will understand Vasudeva Sarvaniti. Samaha. You will understand that Krishna, Vasudeva, is everything. So, this movement is neither manufactured, nor woven, nor glass, but it is daily, it is upright, and it will not constitute. Try to understand this philosophy. We are teaching that there is no new philosophy. Bhagavad Gita has it, that's all. Unfortunately, Bhagavad Gita is read all over the world. But there are many rational interpreters. They are quality holes. Simply smart. So we are struggling against that. You try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, and you get the thing. The thing is immediately delivered. That is all. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated by Sukadeva Goswami. He says, Kalam dosu te rajan yasi bhika mahanudunaha. My dear king, you are the friend of my father to King Maharaj Parikshit. So he says, before saying this, he describes about the condition of this age of Kali. It is very, at the end of this age, the condition will be very horrible. So, of course, there is no time, otherwise I would have explained something. As you know, you are experiencing about this age. So, after explaining the difficulties of this age, Kali Yuga, of which 5,000 years you have already passed, and it's still 427,000 of years are still remaining. So we have to pass through. So, he says, my dear king, I have explained to you the difficulty and miserable condition of the age, Kali Yuga. But there is a great opportunity. Asti Eka Mahanaguna. A very nice thing is there. Mahanaguna. Very great opportunity. Great move. And what is that?
कितना देव पुष्णत का मुक्त संग करेंगे सिंपल एंड हरे कृष्ण मंत्र वन कैन बिकम फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल कंडीशन एंड विल बी एबल टू बी प्रमोटेड टू द स्पिरिचुअल परम परम मीन्स बियॉन्ड दिस डार्क रीच दिस मेटीरियल वर्ल्ड इज कॉल्ड तमस डार्क रीच जस्ट एज देयर इज नो सन नाउ it is dark. We are to illuminate by electric light, by moonlight, by so many things. Actually, the nature is dark. Therefore, the ladies and gentlemen, tamasi ma jyoti dama. Don't try to remain in this dark room. Go to that. If I just read tamasi ma jyoti dama. The Bhagavad Gita says the same thing. Jadgatyana vivartante tadhyama paramam. Parastasmatu bhava anya vatya rakya sanatana. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. So, our request is that you read Bhagavad Gita as it is. Yes, there are many Englishmen in India. That is my request. I'm not charging anything. I'm not making a profession. The Sankirtan movement, we are chanting freely. You can hear. Then not that it is a secret thing. If you pray with chanting the name of this world. No. It is also secret. Everyone can get. And there is no law. If you chant Hare Krishna, there is no loss, but there is great gain. You can try. So, we are freely distributing it by chanting, you join with us, you try to understand us, what is our philosophy. We have got monthly magazine, Back to Godhead, we have got many publications, Bhagavad Gita as it is, teaching for Lord Chaitanya. If you want to understand this movement through philosophy, science, arguments, we are prepared. There is ample opportunity for you. But if you simply try, there is no need of education, there is no need of philosophizing. Chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And gain everything. Mantra, he'll have Krishna consciousness as soon as the process is to cleanse your heart. So, when your heart will be clear, then you'll understand your own position, your relationship with Krishna, and your relationship with this world. Then you'll be able to chalk out your plan, what to do. But without knowing your identity. What am I doing? That is simply a waste of time.
Would you say Krishna is God or Krishna is love?
Well, without love, how Krishna can be God? Yes, that is the real position. Krishna means all attractive. When he thinks he is all attractive, you generally love. Yes. You are part and parcel of Krishna. You want to love somebody and Krishna wants to love him. This is loving exchange. But instead of loving Krishna, you are trying to love something else. That is your trouble. The love is there in you and Krishna. And hence, the love will be exchanged between you and Krishna. That will be your perfection.
If
What is your idea?
If you suppose if you purchase ticket for India, you go to India. How you can go to hell?
This is
the point. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Jyanti deva dukadevam supreme jyanti dukhi sutaha.
You can't go out of
there. One was don't understand. This is the definition of the Bhagavad Gita. If you want to meet very God, like Shiva and others, you go there. And if you want to meet Krishna, you go to it. What is difficult to understand?
Yes, why not? What is Akira Dham?
What is her saying that what?
Well, same goals and trying to understand. Same goals and suppose
you have to go to the 42nd and 100th story. Now you are stepping one after another. The goal is there, the 42nd story. But you cannot claim after going a few steps, you say that I have come to the 42nd story. The path is wrong, that's all right. But you have to reach to the ultimate goal. You do not know what is the ultimate goal. You simply say all paths lead to this goal. But you do not know what is the goal.
No, that is not explained in the Bhagavad Gita. And that is all your wrong interpretation. Anyway, no, the same way you have to go. Just as the Bhagavad Gita is there, mama vatmana vatmante manushya madhu karma. Everyone is trying to come to me, but someone has come a few steps, another has come to another few steps, another step. The ultimate is, that was I explained, you have to reach that Vasudev. That comes to the, that is possible after many, many births. It is clearly said, after many, many births, Bhunam Janmanam Ante, one comes to this path. Another, has to be Bhagavad Gita, it is said that, Kamasmutta Hitapriyana Jagatse Annadevata. Annadevata, those who are doing that by lust, material lust, they go to work in other things. So these things are there, how can we deny? That is a status in everyone. You have to learn it. Yes, I quite follow you. Everywhere is sunshine, but you see, the sun situation is a particular case. This sunshine is everywhere. But still, the sun planet is situated at a particular localized place. But do you distinguish between sunshine and the sun planet? Or you say, because the sunshine has come within your room, therefore sun planet has come within your room? Do you think like that? Why mind is the past? Why do you say mind? Can you say that, oh, because the sunshine has come within my room, the sun planet has come? Everyone will say you are a fool. It is not mine, it is her. The sun shine is light, and the sun glow is light. So light is there, both. But it's still very different between sun shine and the sun glow. That is that difference. Krishna and Krishna's energy all everywhere. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya tatadu satamidam sarvam jagat apatta mutina. Masthani sarvabhutani naham kesu avasthita. Although everything is resting on me, it's still I'm not there. What do you mean by real? What do you mean by real? Yes. It is that, it is an indeed say that what you take it as a fact, but it is something else. It is not fact. Maya. Maya means Maya. It is logic. That's why you are thinking that you will be happy in this material world, I adjust it. But you never, that is one month. So whatever you are struggling for, that is illusion. The illusion is a temporary existence. It is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhutra bhutra pramiya. It comes into existence just like a cloud. Of course, we Vaishnav philosophers, we do not say actually illusion, we say temporal. Actually we say temporal. Anitya. Anitya. The exact word is anitya. Anitya means nitya means eternal. And anitya means temporal. So we say this material.